The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Woo! Oh, she did it. First try.
That works.
First try. So when I pulled up, I'm a fan. I'm not even supposed to say that, right? I'm not supposed to say that. I don't care. And I pulled up and I thought to myself, I'm going to ask her a couple of questions. I'm going to go off of a couple of things I read about you. But I have to tell you, first and foremost, that performance was sick. It was ridiculous. The dancing and everything. I have seen many artists coming up.
First tour, that was impressive.
My God.
Thank you.
Yes. I have seen many artists coming up. How did you learn to perform that way? And do you remember your first performance compared to today?
Yes, my first performance, I was scared. Like, I was scared. And so I had my cousin with me, the one that's in jail right now. And so he was just like, you get it.
Yeah.
So I just went on there and performed. He was right there with me rapping my words. And so I just got out of my body.
You just did it?
Yeah.
Just came natural.
Just do it.
So now, though, you must take time to prepare for that. That was a show. That audience got every bit of the money they spent, everything, and more.
Like I said, first tour, you don't usually see
that.
We've seen a lot of rappers on the first tour.
I even mentioned...
The stage presence, the dancing, the being able to breath control, you did it.
So I said, I don't want to really like say too much, but I did tell one of the record people, I said, it kind of reminds me of like a J-Lo show, a Shakira, Chris Brown, something like that, where you were just up there.
Oh my God, don't tell me that.
Now she's like, my head is all right.
I'm serious. How long does it take you to prepare with your dancers, who are great, by the way, as well?
Thank you. We actually had like a week and a half of practice for the whole tour. So
just a week and a half?
Yeah, a week and a half.
So it does come to you very naturally.
Yeah, because normally like I can't dance like that. But I wanted to like add like more dance moves in because people like to see you moving instead of just rapping and stuff. So I was excited to do that because I wanted them to see. Like I just wanted to give the people a like good show.
You know, one of the things that I read about you is that when you first started rapping and not listen to some of the music, I was like, okay, I see what they're saying, that you were a little concerned because your voice is so deep. I have a lisp and it used to embarrass me like on the radio or talking, you know, doing podcasting or whatever. But now it's something I think that differentiates me from other people. When did you really start to embrace your own voice and your own sound?
So when I first started rapping, I was trying to like sound like a girl because I naturally have like a deeper voice, not
which
too
I
deep,
like.
But just it's like raspy. I got a raspy voice, mm-hmm. And so when I first started rapping, I was like, okay, I gotta sound like a girl, blah, blah, blah. And so people started telling me, they'll be like my producer one time, he said, somebody told me your voice squeaky, and so people be like, you hard, but your voice just, you know what I'm saying, sound like a grown person. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna start rapping how I sound for real and just add a little bit more extra oomph to it and make them feel it.
So you were making yourself sound like that because you were self-conscious about your... And little did you know, that's first...
Yeah, that provides the energy for the shows. Like, when the moment you walk up to like a Glorilla concert and you get there and you see this basically all-female lineup, which I've been covering hip-hop concerts for a decade. I've never been to an estrogen-driven concert like that.
That's so
snapping.
They killed it.
Your voice and your inflection, though, gives that extra energy, that's that confidence boost that your audience needs. And it's really dope. Do you know that like what you're doing is groundbreaking by taking this tour and putting your homegirls on?
She says she's a voice of women. Of course she knows what's up.
I love the fact that y'all know my music for real.
Well, yes. Well, groundbreaking. Do you realize the ceilings you're busting open?
Yeah, and I'm so excited about it. I'm still super humble. Like, a lot of times, like, when, like how y'all compliment me so much right now, like, I'd be like, because I still, like, take every compliment, like, oh, my God, you think that about me? And so it's super cool, like, to have the chance to share the big stage or a stage with sold-out show with my friends. Like, it just feels good.
I do got a question, though, since it's, like, an all-female lineup, right? And usually with, like, a lot of rap guy concerts, they'd be like, I'm going to steal your girl or whatever, and they take the girl backstage and stuff. Do y'all ever be taking, like, dudes from women? And if so, is that ever an issue? Because y'all got some fly chicks on the concert. I'm like, you have to take me. So, like, is that ever, like, have you guys ever, you know, been in a situation where there's a random dude backstage? You're like, hey, you got to go.
Nah, we're going to be on it.
Oh, no? Okay. Nah.
That's just in the fantasy movies. That shit ain't real.
Yeah, I don't think that's real life. Dudes might do it, but...
Yeah, dudes are ratchet. That happens backstage.
So compared to 5 years ago, let's take your life. 5 years ago, where were you at 5 years ago? Now where you're at, like sold off show, What were you doing 5 years ago?
5 years ago, I was broke than a bitch. I was broke as hell.
Could you even, because I read that you started rapping when you were 18. What are you?
23.
Yeah, I'm 23 right now.
So you've been 5 years. Like when you first started rapping, like.
Yeah, it'll be going on 5 years because I started rapping like. I started taking it serious when I turned 19, but I wrote my first raps. Let me see. I first went to the studio when I was 18, but when I started taking it serious, I was 19.
And it happened that quick?
Yeah.
So when did you know that you were going to be a full-time, like this was going to be your career?
At the, okay, so my first video I ever dropped, I was 19. It was at the end of 2018, and I had just dropped this song with a video. And people liked it. And this one, I was still hearing my squeaky voice, but people liked it. So I'm like, they like what I'm saying.
They like me, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep doing it. And this one, I just kept going.
I saw recently Drake threw a photo of you guys up taking a little selfie. Tell us about that night.
That was a Lil Baby concert in Atlanta. His birthday bash, I want to say.
What was that encounter like? What was it like? He come up to you, you go up to him. Like, what happened?
You know, Drake already fucked me. He already texted me telling me congratulations before. And so I had already saw him at the Lil Baby concert.
Okay.
And so he was like, I'm going to be going to this club and stuff. So I was just like, all right, we're going to be there. We're going to turn up. And so it was just we were drinking. You know, Drake, he's sleek. He daddy from Memphis. So
I know
those Memphis folks. So
everybody knows about Dennis.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just wanted to take that selfie and throw it. Would you work with him? Have you thought about
of
working
course.
With Drake?
I can't wait to work with a big artist like him. Like he the GOAT.
If you got top three, like who are you working with?
Oh, that's hard. Okay, so
that's hard.
But I'm gonna say my favorite two artists in the whole wide world. I don't get like the other artists, I love them, but like my favorite too is Beyonce and Chief Keef. Like, I'm crazy about them.
There's been a lot of pushback in regards to like Chief Keef's influence. And for me, I think he's one of the more influential artists we've seen in the past decade.
Yes, like he influenced the whole generation.
Right.
Like, but speaking of influence, Memphis is having a huge influence on hip hop right now.
Yeah.
And like right now, being from Memphis, I mean, arguably, you're probably the biggest rapper from Memphis right now. How does that feel? Like, especially with all the history that you have from Memphis, especially just music-wise in general.
Yeah, I feel like it feels so good because for a long time, I feel like, you know, we ain't had nobody since Gangsta Boo and LeCheck. So for a long time in Memphis, women in Memphis didn't have no spotlight. So me and my friend, we would talk about it all the time. We'd be like, we got to kick the dough down. You know, once we get our foot in the dough, then it's over. And so now, our breakthrough just end up to be big as hell. Like, I didn't know it was going to be so big like that. Like, I always had faith, one day I'm going to make it. But how I made it, it was crazy. I didn't know it was going to, I was going
to. You didn't know Yo Gotti's going to pull up with 500,000, right?
I didn't know nothing was going to go how it went.
That's a lot. You had that bidding war going on. $500,000, that's life-changing. And you're nominated for a Grammy.
And we're going to be at the Grammys.
We're going to be at the Grammys. We're going to look for you. Okay, I'm going to
be
there.
Yes.
We're going to be there. I'm going to be so scared. Oh,
I know. But okay, you're up there. Let's say you win. Let's just say you win. Okay? Who are you thanking first and who do you not want to forget to thank when you're up there?
I got a list I started on.
Okay, tell me. Who's first?
I'm just going to let them hear
it. She's like, I don't want to jinx it.
Hey, yeah.
Who do you not want to forget? That you definitely, I don't want the list, just somebody.
My whole team, my family, my gang.
I get it.
What about?
I want you to win now.
What
so
about
badly.
The guy who nut too quick?
Fuck him.
I want to dive into your lyrics real fast, though, because you said, I look good today, I send my five attachments. That's a cool line. Do you think it's acceptable for a good, you know, contributing fiance, male boyfriend, male companion to receive five attachments from his ladies? Do you salute that?
Yeah, I feel like you should always send your man some pictures, like especially if y'all don't be around each other. And, you know, you just bored or he might be having a bad day. Just
my husband says, don't do that because you never know who might break into the phone. I'm like, all right. You don't know. You don't know.
What kind of pictures you be sending?
That's
the kind that make me nervous.
So let me ask you, we just talked about the song, Not Too Quick. If you're dating somebody and that happens and you really like him, you giving him a second chance? It just, he's excited. You giving him a second chance?
If it went bad, what is it? Just,
okay.
If he just nutted too quick, but it wasn't that bad.
You give a second chance?
Maybe.
Maybe? What if you just really...
Maybe, you know, sometimes they be too excited when they first get the...
Exactly.
So you got to let them redeem themselves. Because if it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, like so little or bad or
nothing. No, not like that. No, if it's too little, I'm not saying...
If it had the potential to be good, but it was just too short, then
Okay, yes. Okay, we're not talking about size.
NBA Finals, you need at least like 4 attempts to... not photo. Yeah, maybe 4. Maybe 4 to get a real
rhythm. 3 max.
3 max.
Speaking of which, didn't you say that she's one of the first female... artists they were requesting at the games?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a DJ for the Phoenix Suns NBA, and you're the only girl they've ever requested, the teams ever requested.
For real?
But I will say campaigns from Memphis, it was him.
For real? Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel so special. I got to come to a game.
Yeah. When you want to come to a game, let me know.
Okay,
Vic. Yeah.
All right, give your fans a message. I mean, watching you tonight, I know that there's only big things for your future.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you because I already knew I liked you. I loved your music, but watching you out there give it everything for your fans it meant a lot. It meant a lot to me. And I saw everybody. You had people like near crying, chanting every single word. What's the message for your fans?
I love y'all so much. I'm gonna make sure I never stop going in for y'all for real. Y'all the reason I do this. Y'all the reason. Y'all give me inspiration, hope, motivation, and I love y'all. Keep the support coming, and I'm going to keep the hits coming. Let's go.
And if you haven't been to one of her shows, you better buy a ticket and get in now, because later it's going to cost too much.
Hey, now, get in where you fit in.
Glorilla.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.